Welcome back to Busting Addiction and Its Myths, brought to you by Safe House Rehab Thailand, which now has a spectacular new beach location near Hua Hin, Thailand. Our goal, from beginning to end, is to give you and your loved one the very best chance of a complete recovery. And to that end, you can't imagine a more serene yet astonishing setting than our location near the beach in Dolphin Bay, with the sea a short walk in front of us, and the awesome Samroyut National Park mountains behind our facility, we offer the most peaceful sanctuary one could possibly imagine to begin the journey of complete recovery. Pass me the fentanyl, please. There is little understanding of the power of the substance fentanyl. Let's start with some inconvenient facts. Drug overdoses claim more lives than does breast cancer, gun violence, or car accidents combined. They are the number one cause of accidental death in the United States of America. According to the CDC, there were over 109,000 fatal overdoses in the 12-month period ending March 2022, which is the latest data available. Overdose deaths were fueled by the rapid increase in the availability and low cost of synthetic opioids, especially fentanyl. Meth and cocaine overdose deaths are also increasing dramatically. Here's another scary number. In 2021, 108,791 deaths were related to alcohol whenever attribution could be made. Then again, how many deaths caused by alcohol abuse were not counted? The death certificate might say heart or liver failure, but makes no connection to the cause, to the fact that the 60-year-old dead man drank a quart of vodka every day for the last 10 years. Between alcohol and drugs, substance abuse and abuse is the third largest cause of death, period, in the nation after heart attacks and cancer. What makes this an even greater tragedy is that only 1 in 10 people who need treatment ever get it, and even fewer receive the level of care that is rooted in scientific evidence. That's hardly surprising, given that only 1 in 4 physicians and nurse practitioners say they've reached any addiction training during medical education. Then there is the stigma associated with this disease. People suffering from addiction receive punishment more often than they receive treatment. Addiction is the only medical illness that is criminalized, but the facts say that punishment does not reduce drug use or overdoses. Let's get back to fentanyl, the tiny giant of a killer. It's now sprinkled into almost any illegal drug to give it a bigger kick, and that's so that you, the addict, will go back to your dealer and say, "Hey, that was some good stuff. I'll have some more of that." Fentanyl is consumed straight up, as in snorted, injected, or smoked with marijuana, mixed into meth, snorted with cocaine, consumed as part of a heroin injection, and so on. Users often don't know that they're also using it as part of a recipe for their own drug of choice. Since it is 50 to 100 times more powerful than heroin for its weight, it's easy to overdose if you're only off by a tiny little bit. Thank goodness that naloxone, also known as Narcan, is now widely available to help those who have overdosed but are still alive to instantly reverse fentanyl's effects. Multiple naloxone doses might be necessary because of fentanyl's potency. The future of illegal drugs is in synthetics, period. They're easier to hide and transport, faster to create, pack more punch, and make more money. We will soon be saying goodbye to poppy fields, coca plantations, and jungle labs, and huge bales of marijuana carried by human mules across the border. It's being figured out. Currently, the precursors to fentanyl are made and shipped from China to Mexico, where the final product is finished. And that final product is shipped all over North America in countless devious ways. The precursors get around the law if they are intercepted, so the risk is lower and the speed of production is greater on the Mexican side, because all they do is finish the end product. 1 ounce of fentanyl is the equivalent of 100 pounds of marijuana. A much better business proposition. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, with a new beach location near Hua Hin, offering the best chance of a complete recovery, because families today are facing new challenges and deserve a better way forward. All in the warm embrace of our staff and our welcoming environment, unsurpassed anywhere in Thailand.